first game back after a tough road trip can always be a hard one to jump right into, but you guys dealt with some adversity, players in and out, took it all the way to a shootout. Just what did you think of your team's effort?
Yeah, I think it was a great effort. We had some emotion in the game. We competed. We put pucks in. We didn't turn very many pucks over after the first period. And I think our guys did a great job of rallying together with maybe short guys up front. But our goaltender, again, was one of the best players on the ice, making some big stops before even we got to the shootouts. But, it was a great effort, I think.
I know you hadn't been here forever, but can you talk about point and shootouts?
Yeah, I think he's just a big game player. I think he likes the willingness to be able to go score goals. I don't think everybody has that same knack to maybe want to be a difference maker. Guys play the game, but some guys think it a little different. I think his ability to score goals and get to space and be creative is something you don't really see for someone his size with that speed. And he makes a lot of nifty quick plays that catch guys off guard. I think he thrives in those moments. I think he's obviously a great player for us, but he's going to expand his game and keep getting better.
Chris, this is a day every year, teams, you're on edge all day wondering what's going to happen. All of a sudden deals happen. You have to play a game that night. How are these days for players? You say, oh, we're going to focus on the game, but how hard is it to focus?
It just depends on what side of the fence you're on, I guess. Everybody's a little always anticipates something going on, depending on where you are in your career. But, we're fortunate that we're one of the teams adding. We obviously lost a great player in Vlad, who has been here a while. He's a huge part of our team. It's sad to see him go, but we have some new guys that are gonna upgrade our systems, and we'll have to welcome with open arms, get them up to speed, and we're here to go all the way. That's what our management and our owners trying to put us up there to do, and we have to welcome that challenge. We have to go out and play like this every single night and get better as a team.
How much boost does that give you guys before the game when you get the news about getting some pieces back like that? I know you guys focused on the game in itself.
I think you're excited that they went out and stepped up and grabbed the type of players they did. We still have to go out there and get those guys up to speed. Just because two people are coming in doesn't mean you're going to do anything different than what you were supposed to. You got to go out there and earn all that. And the quicker we can make those guys feel welcome and get up to speed with our systems, the better we'll be. But we first have to keep putting this kind of effort out every night to even have a chance to win in this league.
You face McDonough a lot. Just what's your scouting report on just kind of how tough he is to
He's played big minutes for most of his career. I think he's able to get up in the ice with his shot, but he's also got a stick on it. He's kind of always in the way. He's got that skill aspect, but he's a defensive guy, defensive minded. He's a captain, a leader. I think he's going to add a lot to our locker room.
But JT,
I skated with him a little bit in the summer from being in Pittsburgh. He's a guy with an electric shot. He's got some speed. He's got a little bit of grit to his game. I think you always battle against those guys. It's like when I came here, it's new. It's somebody you always competed against, but they have a lot of similar guys that have played with them. They will catch them up to speed. I'm sure we'll get them with open arms and get them up to speed quick.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.